Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
You're listening to The V Show, broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Bobby V.
Here I am indeed, and I'll tell you where you should be coming up soon anyway, and that would be headed to our friends at Genesis Diamonds, because take a look at the calendar, folks. Yeah, we're in December. You know what happens in December? A lot of people give gifts. A lot of people give jewelry. And the best place to go for those gifts is Genesis Diamonds. There's no gift that's more beautiful, more versatile, or more meaningful than a beautiful piece of jewelry gifted from the heart. No better place to find that meaningful gift than your friends and our friends at Genesis Diamonds. Genesis makes memorable moments their thing. This holiday season, Genesis has put together their most impressive selection of can't-miss gifts. Rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, bands, $150 to $250,000. You're getting in Lara Overton territory there. And now... And this, the copy actually says, and it's supposed to be listen. And now listent, L-I-S-E-N-T. And now listen. I think we're going to start using that on the show. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Listent here.
I noticed that the other day when I was filling listen. In for you. Doing
you knew
the
I was not going to let it go, right? Yeah. You knew that. I can't. That's not in my DNA. Now, everybody listened. Now through December 12th. Oh, God's getting even with me here.
That's what you get for making fun of the coffee.
Make fun of the copy, and then you lose your throat. Now through December 12th, Genesis offers 5-year zero-interest financing on any holiday purchase with absolutely nothing down. So that beautiful eternity band, just $50 a month. Or that 2-carat pair of diamond stud earrings, just $100 a month. Everything is included in this amazing offer. Even Genesis' huge selection of hand-selected GIA-certified diamonds and the luxury pre-owned Rolex watches, from Breitling Omega watches, too. Fantastic. Your money goes farther at Genesis, especially this Christmas. So make it a Christmas to remember with something special, something timeless, something meaningful, something Genesis. That is your one place to go for the most meaningful and special gifts for this holiday season. 5-year zero-interest financing with zero down through December 12th. Genesis Diamonds is your destination for that home run headliner gift for this holiday season on approved credit. All right, let's have the aforementioned Lara Overton, part of the Colts broadcast team, join us right now. And Ms. Overton, let me ask you a question to get started here. How well did you know Jeff Saturday before they said, hey, would you like to coach our team?
Actually, pretty well. And that goes back to a few years ago, the first season I was with the team, 2019, we were doing a series called Colts Forever. And we went to visit alumni Colts, particularly those who were in the, you know, Colts Super Bowl era with Peyton Manning, to catch up with them, find out what they're doing now, all of those things. And we had Dallas Clark and Hunter Smith, who was the punter on the Super Bowl team, and then Jeff was among the series. So we went to Decula, Georgia, and spent 3 days with Jeff and his high school team that he was coaching down there. His son had previously played on the team but had graduated and gone on to UNC, but Jeff had stuck around as the head coach. So obviously, like, I knew Jeff during his playing days. I wasn't yet covering the team then, but when we spent that time down there, got to know him very well. And then every time he would come back to Indianapolis and he'd be at a game or he'd be at training camp like he has been for the past few years, we would always catch up and, you know, talk football, talk family, all of those things. So he's around quite a bit because most people know he was already working as a consultant. So I had a great rapport with Jeff. As a matter of fact, when he was in town for the Tarik Glenn Ring of Honor induction game, we were doing an interview with Tarik up in his suite, waiting for Tarik to get up there because he had a lot of family and other obligations. So Jeff was up there, and he and I were chatting for 15, 20 minutes. I never could have fathomed what would happen 2 weeks later, that he would then be named interim head coach. But he's fantastic to work with, and grateful that we did have a well-established rapport with him prior to coming in, but also just that way with every person he meets. You guys have all seen him on TV enough, known him as a player enough. He is the exact same person in, you know, as a human being in real life as who he is on TV, completely authentic.
You know, not knowing him at all and only from a distance, the thing I was struck by, and I guess you could interpret this however you choose to, but I'm telling you how I interpreted it. I was impressed with him. Remember when there was the labor problem and watching how much credence the owners gave to Jeff Saturday's points of view. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget, I think it was Robert Kraft, you know, and obviously not that the rivalry should be a situation. The Colts and Patriots, of course, had a great rivalry, but in a situation like that where you're trying to deal with, you know, multi-million, hundreds of millions of dollars on the line, you're trying to get the thing straightened out. But he had a I don't know what the word would be, a presence that transcended just being a player. And I was struck by that even then.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that people identified the leadership traits that he had as a player very early on. That's why he was entrusted to, you know, I mean, Peyton Manning's not going to take the football from just anybody. And, you know, I mean, when you're the guy who is the center for Peyton Manning for, you know, his entire tenure in Indianapolis, darn near, and then goes on to spend 1 year in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that's esteemed company, right? And there's a reason that guys who demand the level of success, like Peyton Manning, you know, demands a certain level of the guys around him, why he's able to have Jeff Saturday as one of his most trusted teammates. And also, Jeff was the guy who, as a player, would be the one elected to, hey, we got to talk to Peyton about this. Who's going to address it with Peyton? I mean, you've seen, you know, there's the, you know, viral video of a little sideline scuffle between Jeff and Peyton, because Jeff was one of the ones who wasn't afraid to go toe-to-toe with Peyton.
Right.
And I think about a story going back to the Super Bowl where, you know, they had a certain philosophy, a certain strategy going in. I've kind of heard variations of it, so I'll make this, you know, as Cliff Notes version as possible, but strategically going into the Super Bowl game, you know, how they were going to call it, and, you know, the offensive line had a different feeling about what they wanted to do, and so everyone was like, hey, Jeff, you got to go talk to Howard Mudd, who's a pretty bold personality, you know, of his own. And so Jeff kind of confronted Howard and was like, no, this is how we're going to attack Chicago. This is how we want to go up against their defense. This is what we're going to do. And they said, all right, go ahead and, you know, as long as Peyton's on board, let's do it. So long prior to being named interim head coach and coaching at the professional level, Jeff Saturday has been that guy who has been, you know, the one to command a room, the one to not back down from a challenge, the one who has certainly been able to inspire and motivate and galvanize groups in the locker room.
Lara Overton, part of the Colts broadcast team, and you can hear the Colts, actually, sorry to have to tell you this, but not only your feed, but the national Westwood One feed is available here at 7:30 on 93.9 The Ville. But Lara and her teammates, you can hear their call as the Colts are in Dallas, 7:30 on ESPN 680 and 105.7. How has Jeff dealt with all the noise?
Oh, he's very good at tuning it all out. He's aware of it because he's been a member of the media as an analyst long enough that he is in tune with those things and has friends and colleagues who work in the media who are paid to do exactly what he was doing for so many years and give his opinion and analyze and scrutinize. But Jeff is so confident and comfortable in who he is, and this is something that he noted in not just his introductory press conference, but then his first press conference going into a game week. He is wholly confident in who he is as a person, and he understands the criticisms that are there, and he will also tell you when the criticisms are valid, like when people were pointing to the clock management at the end of the game against the Steelers. He owned it. He came up and he said, yeah, I would have liked to have that one back. I could have done better in that situation. Thought we had more time. We didn't. Those are growing pains for me. I'm still new at this. And one of the things I love, and one of the reasons it's so easy to get behind Jeff and root for Jeff, or, you know, even if you're not rooting for him, at least respect him, is he came into this and said, look, I may not be any good at this. You know, I have 8 games left on the season to figure out if I make an impact in this locker room, if I can help this team get in a position to be competitive and to win football games, and figure out if I am suited to be a coach at the professional level. And he said, if at the end of this, this doesn't go well, I will say I am no good. God bless and good luck to you. You know, he is, and that is, and he means it. And that's why it's so easy to kind of believe him. And for him, I think, to say, yeah, the criticisms are out there, and that's fine. It's a business where, you know, it is the toughest level of sport. It is professional sports. You are paid to win. And any time that you have a flaw or a misstep or a fault, it's going to be exploited, right? But that's what people get paid to do from the media perspective. And, you know, that's why there are only 32 of these jobs that exist, because it takes a certain person to be able to do that. But, yeah, Jeff has handled everything incredibly well. And I think part of the reason is he had so much. He described it as he was drinking out of a fire hose a little bit coming in. He had so much to digest in front in terms of trying to, you know, get to know this locker room better than he had from being a consultant, you know, in terms of being the leader of this locker room, get to know the guys, win over the locker room, and make this team a team that was going to want to go into battle with him, and then figure out all the obligations you have as a coach, and then figure out, hey, who's calling plays? Who's scheming up, you know, our offense? Hey, defense is pretty well taken care of, but, you know, in a stretch of 2 weeks, we lost an offensive coordinator and a head coach, and I'm stepping into this. So I also think because of the workload Jeff has endured so quickly, he's been able to tune a lot of that out simply because he hadn't had the time or energy to dedicate to it.
Lara Overton's with us here as she gets ready to head to Dallas. Unfortunately, the Colts are the biggest underdog on the board this week. How can they keep this game competitive, in your opinion?
Protect the football. Protect the football, protect Matt Ryan. This is a destructive Dallas defense, and yeah, not only because of Micah Parsons. Certainly, he headlines that defense, but collectively, they have a lot of guys that can get after you up front. They lead the league in sacks so far this season for good reason, because of the way they will just, you know, eviscerate offensive lines and exploit any weakness that you have up front. And the Colts have not been great in terms of offensive productivity, especially in the downfield passing game. So it starts up front. It starts with trying to protect Matt Ryan, and then it's going to be establishing Jonathan Taylor, and you've got to establish him early on. You do not want to quote Jeff Saturday, get into a track meet with these guys. And one of the ways that the Colts have hurt themselves in so many situations is not capitalizing in the red zone and giving up the football in critical situations, like we saw Monday actually, at home against Pittsburgh, when Jonathan Taylor fumbled inside the 5-yard line on the exchange from Matt Ryan. I know the fumble was credited to Matt, but it was really, and Johnson said this was really his issue. He should have secured that football. So that's where it starts right there. I like this Indianapolis defense. This has been a top-tier defense all season long. You have guys at every level who can be disruptive against Dallas, despite the weapons that they have, both in the running and in the passing game. Also that group of tight ends, my God, that's a group that I think has impressed across the league as well. You know, of course, CeeDee Lamb and Ezekiel Elliott, you know those guys, but now what they've been able to do, especially on that Thanksgiving game with the tight ends, is something to account for as well. I like this defense, this Indianapolis Colts defense, with the task that they have, but this will be a huge measuring stick for this Colts offensive line, no doubt. But it's also a Colts team that has played up to the caliber of competition this season. They beat the Kansas City Chiefs. They should have beaten the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, you led the Eagles until 60 seconds to go in that game. You should have walked out of there with a victory, only allowed Jalen Hurts and company to score 17 points. So it is a team that tends to step up to the stage that they are on.
The issue, and I think you touched on it, is, I mean, it seems like if they're going to win this game, it's going to have to be a game, as you said, that kind of is a I don't know, for lack of a better, basketball we'd call it a possession game. I mean, they're not going to win a track meet against Dallas. They're going to have to control things, and in order to do that, they're going to have to make sure they don't turn the ball over, and in order to do that, they're going to have to protect the quarterback. And the Colts' offensive line has been like a bus depot on people coming in and just marching right through them. I don't want to be so bleak, but is there any glimmer of hope that they're going to come together at all? What's the prognosis there?
I think that, you know, when we walked in the locker room on Monday night, it was just an all-too-familiar feeling. That's what these guys expressed. They've been in these situations of these terribly disappointing losses and really inexcusable losses in a lot of these situations. They're sick of losing. They are sick of losing. They hate being counted out. It's a team that they're aware of the conversation about this team and how much of a disappointment they have been this season. I mean, you think about all of the conversation that there was leading into the year. Hey, you know, is this the time for the Colts to get back on top of the AFC South? The road to the division goes through Nashville. And when you look at the teams on paper, certainly the Colts appear to be a more talented team than Tennessee. But one of the things that the Titans do week in and week out is get the best out of the guys they place on the field each and every week.
Right.
And this team is disgusted by the fact that they have failed to perform when these stakes have been at their highest. And it also is a group that just has too much talent to be 4-7-1 and too many guys who are in the prime of their careers that are losing valuable time, you know, that they have together. When you look at DeForest Buckner, Grover Stewart, Zaire Franklin, Bobby Okereke, Stephon Gilmore, Kenny Moore. You look at the guys on the defensive side of the ball who really have been brought here to do something special and believe they could do something special. And then you look at Jonathan Taylor coming off the year that he had. Look at how promising things were for Michael Pittman Jr. going into a year where he was supposed to have, you know, he did have a veteran presence at quarterback, but then you have the shift to Sam Ehlinger, and then it's back to, you know, Matt Ryan. I think that's difficult for any emerging pass catcher to try to overcome those inconsistencies, not to mention the turnstile of an offensive line that you've had this season so far. So there are a lot of guys that feel like they have a lot to fight for. That's certainly true. And I think you can gain a lot of respect on Sunday. If you go out and go toe-to-toe with the Dallas Cowboys, people are going to start paying a little bit more attention going into the last month of the season with a lot to play for a lot of people, because there are guys who are in contract years. There's still guys who are in the Pro Bowl conversation. And then there's still, I mean, this team can resurrect a lot of pride if you finish with a winning record in the final month of the season.
It's interesting. You sound almost exactly what Matt Ryan said. There's an article I'm reading, and his comments are almost exactly what yours are. He said, obviously, we'd prefer not to be driving the ship ourselves, but there's a lot to play for here. As he said, you're playing for your personal reputation, and it just basically said exactly what you said. He said, you got to go out, and doesn't matter where it is. He said he's been in this ship before, and he said, you gain or lose respect by how well you go out there and what kind of an effort you put forth, regardless of what the circumstances are. So he's an old, wizened veteran, and it doesn't sound – he certainly sounds very optimistic. Nobody's mailing it in, and so do you.
Yeah, that guy's unflappable. I mean, there's a reason he is Matty Ice, and it's not just in how he has been able to close out games consistently over the course of, you know, his 15 years in this league. He is that way in the locker room, and he has been such an important piece and an important voice in that locker room for these guys, especially such a young offense with the group he inherited.
All right, most important question. Nick says, I've got to make sure, we had a debate earlier in the show. Nick's trying to put together an online poll, a Twitter poll, for the best iced tea. Do you drink iced tea? And if you do you have a favorite?
I do. And I will say Norma Overton's iced tea will take the cake to anybody.
Norma
else.
Overton.
My grandma, my dad's mom.
Say, Norma. Do you guys have a company somewhere I didn't know about? Overton's Ice Tea.
Norma. Yeah, this is my grandmother. So she's born and raised in Tennessee, been in southern Indiana majority of her adult life, but still makes the best southern sweet tea. So hers is the best. However, if I can't get back to New Albany and get Norma's sweet tea, which I made sure I got plenty of when I was home for Thanksgiving, but I would say McAllister's I like to go with the half unsweetened, half sweetened at McAllister's.
All right, but now we're talking about, how about like pre-bottled ones that you'd have to get like in a store? Like McAllister's is, you know, you're kind of whipping up your own.
I don't like it out of the bottle. I want it fresh. If I'm indulging in some sweet tea, I'm not doing like the Milo's or the Snapple.
You're not
like
doing Milo's? Even Milo's is not good enough for you? You're like the princess and the pea of tea, for goodness sake.
I like it in like the cup with the ice straight out of the fountain, like. I don't know. I just like, I don't, I'm not really a bottled beverage fan. Like, I won't even get, I'm a Diet Coke fiend. I don't even like Diet Coke in the bottle. I go, option number one is a fountain Diet Coke. Option number two is a canned Diet Coke. I bypass the bottles of Diet Coke.
Yeah, the plastic, for some reason, funks with the taste. I don't know what it is.
I agree. That's why I save my iced tea experiences for when I can have a proper cup.
Yeah, well,
Milo's is good, you know.
But having said that, there's a big article about this. You must then love McDonald's Diet Coke, because they're fanatical about changing the nozzles and everything else over there. So that's like top of the line.
It is elite Diet Coke. McD's got that figured out for sure. I've heard there's like some like secret formula that they have. Like there's this like. I think that the sauce, the Diet Coke sauce that you get at McDonald's is just a little bit different than what they give everybody else.
Actually, I'm serious. There's an article. I'm just going to see if I can punch it up here real fast. Why is soda better at McDonald's? There's a bunch of reasons. It really is. And here, why is Coke better?
Yeah, they have like a filtration process, and like it basically everything is chilled. The water going into it, the syrup, everything. Yeah, but it's a patented system.
Here's a couple of let me shed some. That's what we do here on the V Show. We edumacate you. While most fast food restaurants have their syrup delivered in plastic bags, McDonald's gets their syrup specially delivered in stainless steel tanks. See, you get the plastic out of the equation again. There you go. That's what it is. It keeps the syrup fresh, protects it from light, temperature, air, and anything else that might take away from the flavor. And I'm telling you, something about the plastic. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's psychological, but it just does not taste as good as when it comes in a can. Or better yet, God forbid, then make it. If you can find it in a glass bottle, that's still the best. Soda, I mean, Coke in a glass bottle. I don't know if you can even still find them, but that's the best. That's the best way to do
and
it. So.
Similar note, Starbucks. That's why some of their coffee is so good. It's because it's like triple filtered water that they use. Because of, obviously, like the espresso machines and everything, if you don't have really good clean water, it'll gunk up. For lack of a better word, gunk up the machine. So that's why it's always, if you want to get a water, get the water. Get yourself a venti ice water at Starbucks. It's the best water because it's like triple, quadruple filtered, ionized. I don't know.
Well, that's the same. But you're both right. And McDonald's, as I go further in the article, no matter what McDonald's you go to, the Coke always tastes the same because McDonald's filtration system is top of the line. They filter their water before they even add it to the soda fountain, so it guarantees your Coke will always taste fresh. Even if the water they start with is not great quality, by the time it gets to you, it is filtered and the best it can be. How about that? So there you go. So there's other things. They got a whole bunch of stuff going on here. Soda fountains at other restaurants are set to flash chill the sodas. That means they come out cool but never cold. Not McDonald's, though. McDonald's pre-chills their syrup before they even put it in the machine. So while other fast food restaurants are leaving the soda syrup bags out in the kitchen, McDonald's syrup is getting chilly and ready for your cup. So how about that? And McDonald's sets their machines for a syrup to water ratio that accounts for melting ice. Most other restaurants don't account for that. So your Coke will not water down. It's just as good on sip number one as it is on sip number 20.
I like how Lara called it sauce. I like that. The Diet Coke sauce.
Sauce.
That's pretty good.
That's very good. So there you go. All right. Well, there we have it. All right, Lara, as always, you bring great. When are you leaving, by the way?
Saturday. I'll be with the team. So we're going Saturday afternoon straight down to Dallas. Looking forward to it. I have not been to Jerry's World.
Oh, yes, you will be in for a treat, and I love Dallas. Dallas is a good town. Dallas is there's a lot of fun things to do. Don't get in trouble down there, though. Your dog is counting on you, remember.
That's exactly right. No, I just have dinner with a friend on Saturday, and then I'm excited to get up on Sunday because we have so much time with the late kickoff. I'm going to go to a Soul Cycle class.
Oh, look at you on the road, still working out, so dedicated. Just
Thank you. Thank you.
Still have the soul and the fiber of an athlete. That's I love digging that about you. All right, you take care of yourself. Travel safe, Lara. It's always good to talk to you.
Thanks,
be well,
guys. Have a great weekend.
Right. Bye bye. Yeah, no, she's very, very good. No question about that. You know who else is very, very good? People who can keep you from being in pain. And I know such a group. If you're sick and tired of living with constant pain in your back, your knees, your whatever joint, you know, it doesn't just keep you from doing what you love. It affects your job, your relationships, even simple things like getting dressed. Time to call QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics uses advanced regenerative medicine to restore and repair damaged joint tissue, giving you your life back. I don't even think it requires filtrated water. I don't think that's part of the deal. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's part of it as well. I don't know if they have a special sauce. But I know it works. That's
like
the main
that.
Thing. Hips, shoulders, elbows, they can all be treated with natural biologics from your own body. Powerful healing agents, highly concentrated. If you're tired of steroid shots that don't work, or if you're trying to avoid surgery, call QC Kinetics now to schedule your free consultation. Learn about these new, exciting, cutting-edge treatments for pain caused by arthritis or injury. No drugs, no pain meds, no downtime. It's an all-natural treatment that can get you lasting relief. People here are raving about the results. But there are appointments available as soon as this coming week. There's only one way for you to get this free consultation. I emphasize, the consultation is free. You got nothing to lose, to see if they can help you overcome this pain that has just infiltrated your life. But you got to call them to do it. 502-219-4636. 502-219-4636. Nick, what's the number? Do you know?
502-3620-8150-939.
That's the call-in number. 502-219-4636. See, that was my test to see if I needed to repeat it one more time, and I did. 502-219-4636. Your friends at QC Kinetics. All right. Do we need a break? We do, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And then we can wrap up with the stupid sweet tea poll has evolved into an absolute monster. So I need help before I finalize it and put it up. So right now I've got four brackets again because I just can't stop. It's like the song. I can't stop, 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 stop. Well, it started off. I had it nice and easy. Four choices. And then before I know it, now we have brackets. Now I'm thinking of doing a fast food one. And yeah, it's a disaster. Anyway, yeah, we need to take a break. More of your show on the other side. ESPN 680, 1057.
You're listening to Middays with Bobby V right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, live from the Liquor Barn Studios, here's Bob Valvano.
All right, I got something to say real fast as we're coming back from break. First off, I want to shout out Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone Catering to the ESPN Louisville Studios. Try the ESPN Louisville Special, 10 boneless wings, wedges, and a drink for just $9.39. Perfect for watch parties. I'm sorry. I ate some for you. It was a great batch today. I'm sorry you're not here and you're sick. We had Parmesan garlic, which that could be another entire Twitter poll. Bet Rivers Twitter poll. What's your favorite wing, dry rub or wet sauce? Because that there's a million.
Whoever said dry rub wins. Yes, who said that?
Jack just came in and he's a dry rub guy.
Yeah, me too.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. I always recommend at Equus, which I worked at last night, and I actually got mad, but it was a very nice table. They were very sweet. I recommend our dry rub. Our dry rub is to die for. It is so good.
What the hell did that sentence mean? I got mad and they were a nice table.
They were very. The table was very nice, but the one thing I'm always very like pushy about is when people order the wings, they're like, do I want a barbecue or bourbon bars or buffalo sauce? And I'm always like, get the dry rub. It's the one thing that I am super, like, 100%. I actually get a little pissed off when people don't take my recommendation.
She didn't get the dry rub.
Jeez. And I accidentally, just out of habit, rang in dry rub anyway. so I gave her the wrong wing flavor.
Was she mad?
No, she was like, no, that was actually pretty good. So, she was very, very sweet. But no, all that to say that we did get Wing Zone, courtesy of our friends of Adam and Company, and it's perfect for watch parties, holiday parties, lunch, dinner, just a nice little snack. Order online, wingzone.com. Three Louisville locations, Hikes Point, Poplar Level Road, and now open Dixie Highway in front of Holy Cross High School. So shout out to Wing Zone and wingzone.com and Adam and Company. Great stuff there. Also, our boy Roger, just absolutely full of knowledge. Had a great conversation with him during the commercial break. Couple things. First off, damn it, I forgot the name of it already. But it's like Madrigal or something like that.
Madrigal, yes.
Yeah, steroid packs. He said they're by prescription, but they really help with your lungs.
Madrigal?
And
I thought you were talking about something for Christmas. What's Madrigal? There's nothing
Midol or something. I don't remember. Damn, Midol? I don't
good God, what are you doing?
I don't Raj, if you're listening, I'm sorry. He's told me it like three times, and I cannot remember it.
What am I supposed to? It's supposed to be what?
It's a prescription steroid, but it really helps with. And he's taking it, and it really helped with like bouncing back from COVID or the flu and everything like that. It really helps with your lungs and your ability to recover from that. He also said that we touched on what the best pie is, apple pie.
Yeah,
he said homemade pie and ice cream kitchen. They have a caramel apple pie that you can buy.
Yeah, no, I've had it. It's awesome. But I'm talking more about like the boxed ones you get. It's like Mrs. Smith's or Calendar, or there's another one.
Marie Calendar.
Marie Calendar, or there's a
I know what you're.
They're all named
about.
After women, oddly enough, which is probably not. It's a little bit stereotypical. There's three. I can only find three that are in brands in the store, and they are all named after. Women. Now, what the hell is the third one?
I'd have to see it. Like pies, I'm visual. Like I know cakes. Your boy is a cake guy, but I don't know. I don't know pies off the top of my head. But he did. He had a random dark horse, and I'm not going to put this in the list because it's a little too niche. Or not niche, but maybe. Regardless, he said an underrated iced tea. Go to Kroger, a wonderful sponsor of ours. Go to Kroger and their decaf. Like diet sweet tea with the blue cap is some of the best tea he's ever had. So next time we're in Kroger, we might have to try that and see.
I'll give that a go.
Yeah, see if we can put that up against Mom's Milo's and you know maybe wean her off of that. Not that Milo's is bad, but when you're just drinking Milo's, I mean, I imagine the doctor would say everything in moderation. I'm not sure. So the stupid sweet tea poll has devolved into. I've got. A Pepsi bracket that has...
Oh, dear God.
That has Lipton, Pure Leaf, and Brisk. And I don't know if I should shoehorn a fourth one in there or not.
No, let it be. Let it breathe.
Then there's a Coca-Cola one, which is Nest Tea, Honest Tea, and Gold Peak. And then there's all the other guys, which is Milo's, Arizona...
Snapple.
And I can't remember the fourth one I was going to put in there. Maybe Tazos or something like that. And then what's the best fast food iced tea? And this one I am not budging on. I've done a little bit of modicum of research, but it seems like everyone's kind of in agreement with this. Your choices, McAllister's.
That'll get a lot of support.
Like Lara said, McAllister's iced tea. Bojangles sweet tea. McDonald's. When McDonald's brought their sweet tea to the game, McDonald's. It was a game changer. McDonald's, and fourth and finally Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
So, and I'm not budging off those. I'm not. You could tell me that. You know who's got? I met my wife through iced tea from Zaxby's. Yeah, Zaxby's has great tea. It's fine, but no, it's not making the list. I'm not budging. Those are my four. I have to plant my flag somewhere.
I'm going to throw an obscure reference.
No,
it can't be in your poll because you've never heard of it. 99% of our listeners haven't. But when we used to have to go to Pittsburgh every year, I had to go to Pittsburgh all the time because in the summer they hosted the five-star basketball camp. So you went there for 3 or 4 weeks or whatever it was, 2 or 3 weeks doing that. And then they were in our league when I was at St. Francis, New York. So we would play Robert Morris. And then when you played St. Francis, Loretto, which is absolutely in the middle of nowhere, you had to fly to Pittsburgh and drive there. So we were in Pittsburgh all the time. There's a chain of restaurant there. That is oddly named. I always thought it was a very strange name. It's called Eaton Park. It makes no sense to me. Park and Eat makes sense, but Eat and Park is like you should eat at home, and then you go to their place and you
that
sit
sounds
in the
like a park named that like you know
Eaton, E-A-T-O-N, right?
Yeah, Eat John Eaton, yeah.
Eaton Park. They have the most spectacular iced tea I've ever drunk. I mean, to the point where I would have to stop myself because I could have literally 20 glasses before we left. And it's I don't know what it is about it. Maybe it was hot in the summer. I always put it in a context. Maybe because everything was so hot and it was so refreshing. But it is the best iced tea ever. That's all I'm going to tell you.
I will say, I know we're not huge fans of Clemson and whatnot, football rivals or whatever. Moe's Diner down there lives up to the hype.
No, I don't know if I've been there.
Solid.
To clear the palate, it's Sara Lee was the other one I was thinking of. Sara Lee and Mrs. Smith are the two, and whatever the other one I said. What was the other?
Marie Callender.
See you tomorrow.
All those girls have good pie.
This is Jack Grossman of ESPN Louisville, and I'm here to tell you about a program that changed my life. I lost 85 pounds because of Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.